I wonder if we can stand. Let's just stand and let's just pray before Gavin delivers what God has placed on his heart. So I wonder if we would just stand and just raise your hands toward him. Father, we just thank you that we can come into your house tonight and we can prepare our hearts tonight. I want to pray for us all, Lord, for each and every person that is present tonight and for those that are connecting with us via a live feed, Lord, that we would just prepare our hearts now. That we prepare the soil of our hearts to hear what you wanted to say to us, God. Open up to your word tonight and embrace, I sense, for us tonight. Embrace the word that you want to deposit. Thank you for Gavin. Pray your peace upon him as he delivers this word that you've given him, Lord. We thank you for the word that you've deposited in him tonight. And we just prepare ourselves to receive what he has to say. Anoint what you've given him, Lord, and to the glory of your name, King Jesus. Amen.
So before we start, I'd like to pray too. You guys don't have to stand. I just want to share something quickly. During worship now, I saw, you know, your grandmothers used to knit doilies. Everyone knows what a doily is. But now the picture that I'd seen is that the center part of the doily had come loose. And as we were in worship, I saw this thread, sort of like a silver lining, going through the loose ends and just pulling it back together again. And I just feel that not only for us here, but for us as a congregation, that there's something that God is wanting to just pull back again and bring back to center again. So yeah, if you can just close your eyes, put your hand on your heart. Because on Wednesday, also during worship, I saw a picture of these little sparkles that fell from heaven. And as they fell, they landed on each person that was in the meeting. And as they landed on their heart specifically, something of a reignition of a burning took place. As I was standing in worship, I just felt like, as my heart just exploded with what this little sparkle had to bring. So Father, I just pray tonight, Lord, as our hands are on our hearts, that there'd be something of an imparting of your love, of your nature, of your character on us, Lord. That you would do that to our hearts, Lord, where that you would reignite our hearts with a fire and a passion again, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen. So I'd like to start with a story. I've been told I'm a good storyteller, so. My daughter's right. So the story I'd like to start with is several years ago, my wife and I, when we were community leaders, and we'd got to the place where our community, we'd felt, had reached capacity. There was one person that wanted to join, one more person that wanted to join. And it already felt like this taxi was full. But in phoning Tony Firmingo, who was part of the process at the time, Tony encouraged us and he said, Gavin, people just go where they feel loved. And there's nothing more that you need to do. Is just to love. So Janine, on that note, can you put
that scripture? Yeah.
So I'm going to face this way and get the scripture on my phone. John 13, verse 34 to 35. A new covenant, this is Jesus speaking, I give to you, that you love one another just as I have loved you. You are also to love one another. By this, people will know that you are my disciples, if you have love for one another. And the strange thing was is that this particular person, we'd open our hearts to them, and we'd allowed them into our life. But it wasn't a little while later that they spoke bad about us, that they said things that weren't the truth about us, and it hurt. We'd opened our hearts up, And it almost like they'd stuck a knife into that sensitive place that we'd opened. Praise the Lord, the person came to repentance and came to come and see us to make right. And it was, in that moment, it was difficult because we were feeling, oh, but we wanted to say, but you shouldn't have. And you should have. And in that moment, my wife and I, we prayed. We're like, God, we can't love her. You show us your feelings for her. And in that moment when my wife was wanting to, was feeling to respond one way, suddenly the Holy Spirit overwhelmed her with love. And she just broke into tears. And there was a beautiful redemption moment that took place as God poured His love into us. So what is this love? I mean, I can't do that. I mean, you can ask my wife. She's not here tonight, but you can ask her. My love is flawed, selfish, self-seeking. Not all the time, but a lot of the time. But there's a love that is mentioned in the Bible, and that's the love the way Jesus loves. And that we'd find in Corinthians 13. I'm going to read it. If I could speak all languages on earth and of angels and didn't love others, I would only be a noisy gong or a clanging cymbal. And I just want to stop there for a second, because during the lockdown, I've tried to be a little bit productive, and I've kind of tried to learn to play the bass guitar. And the funny thing with the bass guitar is when it's unplugged, it's not like a normal guitar. It sounds terrible. It sounds very tinny and not so great. But the moment you plug it in to the amplifier and the amplifier's on, the sound is smooth and it's deep and it's beautiful. And that's us without the Holy Spirit, without God. We go on. If I have the gift of prophecy, and if I understood all of God's secret plans and possess all knowledge, and if I had such faith that I could move mountains but didn't love others, I would be nothing. If I gave everything to the poor and even sacrificed my body, I could boast about it, but if I didn't love others, I would have gained nothing. And this is the key part. This is the love that Jesus has for us. His love for us is patient, it's kind, it's not jealous, it's not boastful, it's not proud or rude, it does not demand its own way, it is not irritable. How often do we get irritable? And do you know where irritable comes from? Do you know? I just lost my train of thought. Yes. Irritability comes from a love of perfection. It's when we can't have things done the way we want them to be done, the way that we have planned it to be done. But yet we need to realize that only God is perfect. We're not perfect. It keeps no record of being wronged. It does not rejoice in injustice, but rejoices when the truth wins out. Love never gives up, never loses faith, is always hopeful, endures through every circumstance. And that's the love that God has for us. Jeanine, if you can put Romans 16 on for me, please. Greet each other with a holy kiss. And I'm not saying we go around kissing each other, especially now not in lockdown. But as Josh, Jen, we all know as a congregation, how did we show affection to each other prior to lockdown? We would give each other a hug, be it a side hug, front hug. We would show affection towards each other. And what are the things that we're doing now to show affection towards each other? Because I can tell you this, when we have When we allow God to put this kind of love into us, it's this love that will compel us, that will push us to make opportunities to love each other, to care for each other, to be there for each other. So Joe's asked me to share the story quickly. We went to the restaurant the other day, sitting at Mug and Bean having a cup of coffee. And it's just that moment where you're sensitive to God. Now, God's done so much for me, and the way he's loved me, how can I not be sensitive to the things that are important to him? So we're sitting at the restaurant, and the waiter comes across, and she says, "Hey guys, how you doing?" No, we're fine, thanks. And I turned and I said, "How are you doing?" And she's like, no, I'm fine. I said, "No, how are you really doing?" And you could see it was a little bit of, okay. But we engaged. We had a bit of a conversation. And it's, as Joe mentioned earlier, is that almost the time and space stopped for that moment. She had other tables that she was busy with, but she was suddenly captivated in that moment. And so she came back, we paid the bill, and for some moment, I felt God just prompt me. And because I was sitting there listening, not just to her, but God, what is it that you have for this person today? And we started speaking about Jesus, like, do you know Jesus? And she said, yeah, I know, she knows Jesus. And just got into a bit of a conversation. I was like, thank the Lord, she's a believer. And blessed, and off we went. The amazing thing of the story, which just shows it's nothing about me. I'm just a vehicle, I'm just a vessel. Is Joey went to the same coffee shop the next day with someone else. And there was an association that that lady had made with Joey and myself, because when she served him coffee, and she'd made a note that we liked strong coffee, she rocked up at the table with a cup and a little extra shot of coffee on the side, saying, just in case it's not strong enough for you, I've brought this extra. Yeah, so when we have the love that God has for us out of an overflowing measure, it compels us to share that with others. So maybe for those that are sitting at home, or anyone that's here that has either not experienced that love, or maybe there's parts, because of lockdown and how difficult lockdown has been, it's been difficult to love others, to put ourselves in that position to love. And we just need God right now to come and top that up. Not just a top up, but to an overflowing measure. And God, I want to be your vessel. I want to be the instrument that you use to, not only do I want to experience your love firsthand for myself, but I want to be that instrument that you use to share that love with others, wherever I go and whatever I do. So I just, maybe in closing, I'd just like to pray for us, for those that want more of God's love, that desire more of God's love, that desire a deepness, more of a deepness of his love, and then also to be carriers of that love for those around us. I think there's something so important that we've lost over this lockdown time, is being able to be affectionate to each other, Christ-like affection to each other. So Father, I thank you, Lord, that you love us, that you love us like we can never explain, that we can never measure, that you love, that you love, that you love. I just pray right now, Lord, that you would begin to pour out that love into our lives, into our hearts, Lord, that you'd be something of a reigniting in our hearts of the love of God, the love of God that is not, we don't know how high or wide or deep or the depth, the breadth, the height. Jesus, that we would experience greater measures of your love. And then not just for ourselves, that we would begin to overflow in that. And that, Lord, you would help us to be mindful and to be attentive to those around us, where we can pour that out, Lord. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father, for your love.
Thank you, Lord. Amen.